All right, we are back. What episode? What episode are we on?
10. Episode 10 of Without Further Ado with Kenny, Jan, and today's special guest from all the way. Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Point Pleasant, but I live in Middletown.
Point Pleasant by way of Middletown. Middletown by way of Point Pleasant. Amanda, what's your last name?
Denardi. You should know this.
Sorry, we didn't write that down.
Come on, guys. Copper and Chloe, the best wedding planner ever.
Copper and Chloe. That's right.
Self-proclaimed.
People sometimes try to call me Chloe, but...
They think that's your first name?
Yeah, it's my dog, though.
Oh. Yeah, so I guess that would be the first question is that name. Where'd that name come from?
So...
Is that your favorite metal?
Yeah, it is, actually. Like, everything in my house is like a rose gold type of vibe.
Right.
Vibe goals.
Yeah, so right. When my husband and I were trying to figure out a name, I wanted something catchy instead of like Denardi Designs or something cheesy. So
alliteration.
We were like, oh, we said brass and Chloe like that. And then he was like, how about copper and Chloe? And I was like, done. It flows. It rolls off the tongue. Everyone remembers it.
Wow.
And here we are.
That's a good story. And you did that when? Wednesday? Last Wednesday?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, Amanda's been in business since last Wednesday.
I've only done over like 50 weddings. Oh, but, you know.
No big deal.
I don't do like 500 like you guys, but.
Sorry. Now, I guess the next question is your followers on Instagram. How much do you pay for them a month?
I think it's like $25 a month.
Good. Per person?
For every like... 500 or something.
That's
like
a good deal.
What about you guys? That's a good deal. I know you rack them in like 1,000 a week or something.
That's right.
Because you have like 20 likes.
We pay for likes. For all
no, you for have followers. No likes.
we pay for engagements.
Well, anyway. I promote photos. That helps.
You do. You do a good job.
It's like, you know, $5.
Amanda's our friend.
I appreciate that.
A frenemy? Is frenemy still a
friend? Frenemy?
No, we're just friends.
Yeah.
We're regular friends.
Well, we're on thin ice, but...
Right.
Oh. Sure.
Amanda, we like Amanda. Amanda does a great job. We've worked with her a bunch of times, and so...
Should we talk about our first wedding that we ever worked together?
We could get to that, but we need the backstory first. Have you ever seen, you know, a movie ever? They do the backstory first.
Sure.
So, you know, how did you get started in this wonderful world of wedding planning?
So I think it was like maybe, I mean, I've always been a planner. Like, I'm the one in the family that everybody goes to for every party, you know, birthday parties, baptisms. I was just never getting paid for them.
Right.
So when I was working 8 years, corporate fashion, boring, whatever, I started maybe 4 years ago kind of getting into it, like legit.
Right.
On the side. And then I was just like, all right, now I have no life. I'm commuting an hour each way to Secaucus. If you watch Jersey Shore.
Right.
Secaucus.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Secaucus.
That's how I would say it.
Secaucus. So I was commuting there Monday through Friday, working on weddings on the weekends. And then I was able to kind of quit, and here I am making bank.
That's right. You know? That's right.
Raking it in.
That's okay.
Fat stacks.
With no LLC. Just kidding.
What's your Venmo handle again?
Cash
Jan yelled
only.
At me for that. Yeah. Hey, right. I don't mind cash.
No.
Call me. So that's how it like started, and here I am.
When was your first like real wedding?
Oh my gosh, I'm not.
Did you start with weddings?
No, I actually wasn't going to do weddings at all. I was like, I'm only doing like big birthdays, big
sweet
budget
16s.
Stuff. No, not even sweet 16s, like bridal showers, big birthdays, whatever.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm never getting into weddings. So I just can't deal. I don't think I could deal with crazy brides and moms and whoever.
Right.
So
they're out there.
Oh,
talking to you, mom.
Yeah. I deal with them now. So,
sorry, mom.
Whatever. Wait, what were we talking about right before that? See, I get sidetracked. It's pregnancy brain.
Oh, you're pregnant?
Ugh.
Oh, we couldn't tell.
Wait, back up.
We all look pregnant.
Right.
Especially you.
Please stop.
So, yeah, I don't know what we were talking about before that.
Your first wedding.
Oh, my first wedding. So, I signed up on the Knot. I'm not saying her name because that would be embarrassing if she knew that she was the first wedding that I ever did.
You lied to her.
Yeah, I mean, I had no reviews on the Knot. Like, she trusted me. I winged it.
That's good.
And I made it. And I had, like, a really good wedding photographer that day. I got really good photos. And here I am.
We lied. We lie all the time.
You have to. Everybody starts somewhere.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, even if it's just...
Now, Chad knew that we didn't do it before. He just trusts us.
Who's he could Chad?
Chad was our first wedding ever.
Chad and Angie?
Chad and Angie, yeah. Chuck Lorenzo.
Where was it?
Chucky Chester. Tom's River.
Is that what it's called?
It was no. Tom's River. No, it was...
It's off 37.
Yeah.
37. I know what it is. Ramada Inn?
Right.
Worse.
I don't know. Regardless, it was awesome. It was good day.
Motel 6.
It was the start of a...
we were using wired mics.
Dynasty, really.
Come a long way.
Right.
Kenny came out and said, I'm 40 days clean and sober.
At the time, I had a couple years on me. But yeah, that was my opener.
That was a good icebreaker.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so we all had our own Chad and Angie, and yours. So you told this bride
that you lied to her.
Where was it?
I didn't lie. She didn't ask me. She wasn't like, "Oh, how many weddings have you done?" I just sounded really like I knew it. Some people just have it, or you don't. Like you either know what you're doing when it comes to DJing, or you don't have it. I don't know about
us guys.
Right. No, right. So better versions of us.
Like you can be. Creative, you either are creative or you're not. I don't think that's something that you can.
Do you have a big family? Is that how you got started with the family parties?
Well, yeah. I mean, I come from divorced parents, so I have like seven, with between me and my husband, we have like seven parents. Like, there's so many.
You know what they say about that?
Siblings.
People that come from divorced families. You know what they say about that?
A lot of problems.
No, I'm asking you. Do you know what they say?
No.
I don't either.
Oh.
I thought you were going.
That was okay.
Wow.
So
good segue, Kenny.
I mean, yeah, I definitely. I mean, like I said before, everyone would always come to me to plan their parties or whatever. I'm just very resourceful, I like to say.
Yes.
Like it could be anything. My family members will text me and be like, "Where can I go to get a dress for this? Where can I go to get this?" And it's just, I'm like the Jane of all trades.
Yeah.
That's what I call myself.
Oh, that's good. Instead of Jack, you're a woman.
Clearly.
Right. Okay.
Right. So, yeah.
So,
I keep sniffling. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Allergies. Is that annoying?
Yes.
Okay. I had to get one final one in there.
Pregnancy is a sickness in and of itself.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny was saying before.
You guys would know, right?
Yes. Our SIG others are also pregnant.
That's right.
We're surrounded by estrogen everywhere we go.
A lot of hormones.
Yes.
Well, I'm 33 weeks, and you guys are lucky that I'm here because... Right. My back hurts, and...
Well, the office next door is filled with doctors and plastic tarps in case there's...
I should be fine.
We are so
hopefully
lucky.
My water doesn't break. I couldn't imagine one of you two delivering my baby. Well, maybe. I feel like it would be fun. Should we,
delivering
we should podcast
baby?
That?
Yeah. That's
gonna be, go imagine, live. Some people go
like,
live.
Like, I don't know how these vloggers and bloggers, like, record that
right.
stuff. Like, I just think it's
too much.
Too much.
What flavor baby you having? You having a boy?
A boy, a flavor. Boy.
Right. That's nice. What's his name? Do you have a name?
Cameron.
Cameron.
Cameron Gray Dinardi. My ultrasound tech.
It's a very ritzy name.
Ritzy?
Yeah, Cameron. Cameron's going to have like a sailboat.
Okay, can I tell you, this is a good story.
Yes.
My husband, who's like the whitest of white, like country club, like golfer, whatever. Right. Sperry shoes, the whole
Brad.
Thing.
Brad.
Your
husband
CJ.
Yeah, but
it's Chris.
Brad, Chad,
whatever.
Right.
So he is like a huge Dipset fan.
Oh. Mm.
So we knew we wanted to name him Cameron, but he was like, can we, you know, let's call him Killacam.
Yes,
because
right.
Cameron.
Right.
So he wants to name him Cameron. And I'm like,
I back that.
Yeah. So that's kind of how
he'd be the most popular kid in school.
Kill him.
Guaranteed. Like when he posted on Instagram that we were pregnant, he literally, the caption was like, newest member to like the Dipset fam, Killa Cameron Dinardi. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
my this God. Is so,
and we have friends who are black.
Right,
and
right.
They
right.
were like, you need to take this down. Like, yeah. This is embarrassing.
You're not in the Dipset fam.
No, I get it. But, you know, whatever. Whatever he wants to think.
Well, congratulations on Cameron.
Thanks.
That'll be exciting.
It's being born in peak wedding season.
Right.
That's great.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, no stress.
What do you do there? You got anything
so,
booked?
So, well, hopefully they don't listen to this. But no, they're a great couple, but I have a couple that booked me like a few weeks ago that's supposed to get married in November and then the venue had an opening in May, and I was like, oh, like next May, like 2021. Yeah. And they were like, no, like this May. And I'm like, that's in 3 months during my maternity leave. Like, that's just going to be really intense. So I might, you know, be like Chelsea Masenko with my baby on my back. Running weddings.
Chelsea was in episode 9 of JB Pro Live without further
ado. Last week?
That was last week.
She's one of my favorites.
She's good.
Yeah.
So let's try to bring some value to the listeners. Enough about us.
Am I not valuable right now?
So far, no.
So far, no?
No, we're going
to switch gears. I feel like most people know who I am anyway. Yeah, everyone knows. Because we're going to have like millions of followers listening to this.
You are, I said it the one time, our evil stepmother.
What is that about? I feel like you say that to everybody, like mom, or whatever.
It's good. It's like, we love you. You know, you married our dad, but you're just like a little
mean to us sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I'm firm.
Yeah, very firm.
Your meanness makes us stronger. You know what I mean? So for that, we love you.
I just think I'm sarcastic. I don't think I'm mean. I think I just bust your balls.
I know. And then in turn,
and we're busting. And you do the same thing.
We're busting back.
When I first met you, I was like, oh my God, he's such a fucking dick.
Right.
Like at that wedding at Patella. Yeah, let's hear about that.
Right. All I wanted to do was line the kids up. And she's like, you scumbag.
That's exactly what I was going to say. No, but you could have been like, you know, usually you're like, no, that I do that. Right. And I was like, okay, well, I was just trying to help you out. And I was so pissed. But then I knew that you were related to Chelsea, so I didn't want to, like,
you gave me the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah, I was like, all right, you know, I know Luke.
You guys didn't start throwing punches.
I was, like, kind of pissed. And then Jan didn't talk or say hello. And I'm like, this guy.
These fucking guys.
I'm never referring them ever again.
How dare they?
The whole place was literally shaking from the music, and I was like, actually, it was fun. They were so wasted, those people.
That was a good wedding. Can I explain the reasoning for that? There is a reasoning for that. I could have been nicer about it, maybe. I don't know.
You didn't know me yet. Yeah, you got to be careful. A lot of planners don't like DJs for that reason.
Right.
Because... Yeah. You guys got to give us a little bit of, cut us a little bit of slack because we do a lot.
A lot of DJs don't like planners for that reason. You got to give us a little slack. You got to cut us a little slack.
But I wasn't even being bitchy. I was just like, hey, do you want me to line them? I'll line them up for you. You're like, no, that's my job.
Can I just explain why Amanda and I were friends?
Yeah, tell the listeners.
I'm going to tell the listeners. There's two reasonings for it. One is, God forbid, something changes. Like, you're going off of our list that they gave us, and they're there and they're like, no, we walked with this one in church.
Wrong.
This.
No.
Can I?
Go ahead, but I'm gonna bounce back after that.
After that. So, God forbid, they switch it up on a fly and I'm not there, and then I'm calling it out and then I call out the wrong names. That would be on us. We look like idiots. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, you have a rebuttal for that. But the second one, I don't think you can have a rebuttal for it, is for personally, it's like a good voice warming exercise for me.
I get it. Because I'm gonna have to connect with them. And
I'm going to have to go out and talk in front of everybody. Right. So I warm up with the bridal party. And because of, like, I've done a lot of these, but I do get nervous before every single one I do. So it's like that kind of segues me into introductions, being able to talk to everybody else. And that's the reason.
I get the second part, but the first part is, if anything gets changed, I'm the first one to know about it before you. So I always like to at least run through everything. Like, DJs get like mad or annoyed that I'm like, okay, what's the first dance song? But like, you guys have to understand, that's my job. Because let's say, God forbid, you played the wrong song. Guess who's in trouble? Me. Because I'm not the one that I didn't confirm with you. Like, that's, I have like, it's such an easy thing. Mm-hmm. And some DJ companies that I've worked with are great. And then others are like, they just get annoyed. Right. And I'm like, listen, I just want to do my job. And like, we have a couple more hours. Just deal
This is nice.
But I have honestly gotten a lot of good. I feel like most of the people that I have worked with, I would say 99% of them all say, not even just DJs, other vendors, I hate working with planners. Like, that's like the number one line, and it's offensive. But then they say, I hate working with planners, but I love working with you. Because I don't try to step on your toes. Like, we're all here together. There just has to be communication. And it's hard when there's a lot of
one common goal. Let's get this wedding done and let's
have a good time.
Have a good time and give them the greatest day of their lives. And you're right.
And then you get a good tip, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like money.
Yeah. Cash.
Cash.
That's always in cash. So that's good.
And who hands it out?
You do.
And who helps distribute, like, figure out what people should be getting?
You're absolutely right.
I have a gratuity guideline, people.
Be nice to your planners, ladies.
Amanda, I'm glad we cleared that on the air here in front of everybody.
Appreciate that.
Sure.
So as a planner, you usually deal with couples sometimes before they even book a venue.
Yeah.
what's a common mistake that you're seeing couples make? Let's say they come to you after they pick a venue.
Okay.
Do you see any people like maybe choosing the wrong venue for the type of party they want?
I sometimes, like, I feel like sometimes people book places that maybe can't accommodate some of their wants and needs. Like, I don't want to say this venue because yeah, I like them. Nothing
specific, of course.
But like the ceremony space is a little bit smaller if it's indoors, so we're like, we have to come up with a plan B. That's something that they weren't prepared for before they booked the place, and mm-hmm. now it's kind of on me to get creative and come up with something, whether it's outside under a tent or on the beach or whatever. But that's why, like, either if you don't know what most brides don't know what they're doing when it comes to planning a wedding because it's their first time, right. hopefully. But I just think it's so important to have somebody that's like knows what they're doing. Like, they need that expertise to give you the pros and cons to venues. There's so many venues around here that I haven't worked at, but I know like what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. Like, I love working at the Asbury Hotel, but it has its challenges with like, yeah. You guys have worked there, yeah. like being up at the Baronet and then going down. The pre-function space is too small. I hope they're not listening to this. But I mean, I talk to the people that work there all the time, but it's like...
They're not listening.
It's just hard to fit 150 people in a space that only has 100 people. So it's like every wedding I have there, it's just a clusterfuck trying to figure out floor plans, especially yeah. if it rains and everything has to be inside. It's a lot of logistics.
Yes. What's the most challenging type of wedding to plan?
I feel like I'm on an interview. Well, kind of am. Wait, what's the most challenging? Oh, tented weddings.
Yeah.
Hands down.
The most logistical.
You had a tented wedding.
Right.
Right? So it's just you're bringing everything in. It's a production. And people are like, oh, I'm going to save by having a tented wedding because whatever. But if anything, you might save a little bit in certain areas, but you're bringing every ounce in. Tents, flooring, lighting, salt and pepper shakers.
Forks and knives. Which in itself is a lot of money. Like the time.
It is. It adds up. So like when you're at a venue and they have a lot of that, like yes, you're paying maybe $200, $250 a plate or whatever. But like all of that's included.
Yeah, it includes the bathroom.
It's just the... right. So like having bathroom trailers or setting up a kitchen tent for a caterer. I mean, I've done tented weddings that are in like the $75,000 range, and then I've gone up to $150,000. It really just depends on like how custom you want to get with stuff, but that's the most challenging, and people think it's so easy. They're like, oh, we're just going to have like a backyard barbecue,
yeah,
like buffet, but like you still need everything. Liquor, right. Ice, mixers, cups, napkin. I mean, everything.
Bartenders.
You know? Bartenders, staff, servers, all that stuff.
Yeah, the last planner we had in here said the similar thing. Yeah. You know, tented weddings are not easier. They're not cheaper.
I agree with her.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Def not cheaper.
Well, you know.
I know because I spent it.
So do you offer consultations, for free consultations before?
Do you?
Sure, of course.
Honestly, I feel like when I first started my business, a lot of people wanted to meet in person. But now with everybody's crazy jobs, like I would say a lot of the brides I have either live in like Hoboken or even in different states. And everything's remote. So it's like, which I don't mind because I work from home. So, you know, it's kind of nice to just like FaceTime or be on the phone. But I actually have a couple full planning clients that I haven't even met in person yet, which is so weird because I feel like I've met them before, but I haven't.
Are you doing like video meetings or is it just on the phone?
I'll do phone and FaceTime. I don't do that thing that you do, like that Zoom.
Join me.
Not really. Just like
FaceTime. Well, if you're not sharing a screen, it doesn't, you know.
No, just like FaceTime. And then, I kind of try to operate how like the bride wants, like their pace, you know. Right. Some brides get overwhelmed when like all these contracts and vendors are being thrown at them. So I try to like work with their pace. Like if they want to do one thing, which I like to do one thing at a time because it is overwhelming and there's so many decisions that need to be made, much money that you have to put down and whatnot, you know, I kind of go how they want to go. And then there's others who are like, I just want to do this quick. Let's lock everything in 2 seconds, in a week. And then, you know, just
So what are the levels of service that you offer? There's full. Walk us through all the options.
So full service, I was offering like I would say maybe four packages. So like one's like full planning, which is like start to finish. Some people come
before the venue.
Some come with the venue. Some don't. Some even come to me that have a venue. They're date booked and maybe a photographer already locked in. Doesn't really change anything. I don't think people realize how much time is spent with these clients. Like it could be weekly calls every other week. Yeah. I mean, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hour calls. Some of my design calls are 3 hours. I mean, it's just literally time. So that's like start to finish of everything, designing the wedding, mm-hmm. planning the wedding, every vendor, every contract, managing their budget. I have like a cool task management little database thing just to keep everybody, because I can't remember all this stuff, you know? So checklists, due dates, things that you need to do, I need to do, whatever. And then I was doing like a partial planning sort of package, which could be maybe 3 months out from your wedding, 6 months. But then I was having people reach out to me a year from their wedding and they were like, we kind of just want a partial planning. I'm like, well, you don't even have a venue yet. So yeah. I just feel like I would be more of a full planning. So I don't even really offer that anymore because I want to focus on the full planning clients.
More control.
Yeah, and I like that experience because you're like with them from start to finish and creating their wedding vision and stuff, and it's nice to see it come to life on their wedding day. And then I do like day of coordination, most people know it as, but I call it wedding management. Mm. So you get involved a month out, and just because I can't show up on your wedding day and like tell people what to do, I need to know things in advance. Reaching out to the vendors, like I've done with you guys, my little generic email of like, you know, how many people are on your team? Are you having a vendor meal? Do you have dietary restrictions, load-in instructions, a certificate of insurance, like all that back-end stuff? I handle all that.
Right. No dietary restrictions here.
No.
Clearly. Because every time I turn around, you two are eating cookies. Mostly you.
She pointed at Kenny.
She pointed at
I'm not eating cookies.
Yeah.
When?
That, it was, was that the Asbury? It was.
You're eating cookies right now.
It was.
No, I'm not.
Pig.
No, I'm not, guys.
No one can see.
It was, what's her name?
Yeah, I can't win.
It was the one that you tried to play Final Chapter at, and then it was that Elton John song at the end. What was her name? Oh my God, is that terrible that I don't know her name?
Oh my God.
That's okay. We don't remember anybody's name.
Oh my God, I'm literally having a brain fart.
Barbara from the Asbury Hotel. Sure.
From the Asbury, and then you guys were literally like, I have videos. I have proof of you just like turning around.
Well, there's a
eating cookies. Somehow like, why don't you just eat it?
Somehow a tray of...
Oh, no, Cardinal did those. Cardinals had those cookies.
It was Cardinal.
And
it's a problem.
Oh, it was Tiffany and Sam. Wow. Sorry,
because of those cookies at that wedding, I got like a million.
It was
of mine.
Like salted chocolate chip. They were bomb.
Yeah.
I hope they're listening. They should bring us some.
I'm telling you, no one's listening.
I wish that you could see how many. Wait, that's how long we've been talking for?
22 minutes. Whew.
Yeah, we need a break, non-stop right?
Non-stop action.
I have to pee.
I'm honestly used to this because I literally sit on the phone with clients like last night, an hour and a half.
Right.
And I'm like in a full deep sweat. I'm like, I need to go take a shower.
Please take a shower.
I know.
So talk to us about some wedding trends that you're seeing.
Trending.
Maybe some non-traditional venue spaces. Are you seeing more of that? People trying to save money.
Well, we just went to that cool space.
Yeah.
10 PR.
Pearl. Oh, 10 Pearl.
I thought it was 10 PRL.
10 Pearl Street.
Oh, it's Pearl Street. But 10 PRL, 10 Pearl, whatever. Cool. You know, it's definitely not for the traditional bride, but I feel like that space could be used for some really cool stuff. It's
like someone who wants a tent, but they don't want a tent.
Yeah, like it's just a blank like warehouse sort of with hardwood floors and white walls and some weird white thing.
Do you think they'd end up saving money?
I mean, I gotta double check.
You'd have to see what the...
I know they've got some site fees.
Yeah.
But it's just a blank canvas. It literally reminds me of being in like Brooklyn or something.
Right.
But not everybody, I think this area, people like that. And that's why people like the Asbury and that new like Wave Resort. Did you guys go to that thing?
We didn't see that yet.
Wave is just a blank canvas, but it's like being in Miami, which is cool.
Because mm-hmm.
you have like, you're right on the ocean, you know? And I like the staff there too.
Cool, we got to check that out.
I like Miami.
Me too.
I went to rehab there.
That's where I had my bachelorette party. That was fun.
Two different things.
But... Do you talk about that a lot? Like I'm dying for alcohol. I'm sorry. I just want some wine.
It's okay. There's wine right there.
I've had like a glass of red. Judge me.
Cameron doesn't care.
I think he likes it.
I think he does.
He's got a really strong heart, they tell me. I'm like, it's the red wine.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a, I think it's a fact.
And how many have you had since the
conception? I've had like probably like a glass a month.
What about cigarettes?
Something. Maybe like a pack or two.
Oh my God.
Had a girl.
A little bit of weed. No, I'm kidding.
Jewel.
Some people do. I mean, that's my mom not for used me.
To. I'm born in the 80s, so you can imagine what my mom did.
That's what my older relatives be like, you should have seen what we used to do. We drank, we smoked. And I'm like, yeah, but like, look at your kids.
Right.
They're like, I don't want to say, but.
Gross.
Not gross. They're slow. They don't even
match. Just look at them.
Speed up, kids.
All 80s babies are slow.
That's
Wait,
right.
When were you born? What year?
83.
Oh, God, you're old.
I know, right?
You're like 40.
I carry it well, though, don't I?
Wait, and you were born in 80 what?
80 something. 86. Yeah.
I was born 88.
Right.
So I'm 32? Be 32.
32 plus.
I'm a Leo, if you couldn't tell.
No, we can tell.
What's your sign?
Gemini, but...
What's that mean? I only know my own.
Right. So I don't know what it means.
But I feel like people know about Leos, though.
We're not astrologists. How do they know about Leos? We're just DJs.
What?
How do you think we would know about Leos?
I just feel like that's the one sign that's like, whoa. Like, it's oh, yeah, you're definitely like a lion. Leo. Like the king of the jungle.
Right.
Very... aggressive, yeah. But loyal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Psychopath.
Basically a sociopath.
Right.
Okay.
Axe murderer.
Serial killer.
Poison whatever. Murderer.
This is all starting to make a lot of sense.
You would use poison, right? I think, to kill
I mean,
me.
If I look up, like, the characteristics of a Leo, like, I'm basically... My face is right next to
you. You are Cersei Lannister.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you told me this.
Drinking the wine.
If you don't watch Game of Thrones, just... turn off the podcast. I actually fast forwarded through a lot. It.
Why?
I don't know. Some parts were boring. Stop. I liked the sex scenes the most.
Right.
But some did. Of the shit was weird.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Never mind. I won't even talk
about it. It was her brother.
Do you remember the one where he stuck the thing that like soared up the.
Right.
That was
wild.
That was cringeworthy.
I feel like if you were to kill me, you would kill me with poison. You would be like, here, Kenny, have this cookie.
Poison?
Yeah, but you would poison it.
Oh, no. I would do way worse.
You would just...
I wouldn't just give you something. I would really torture you,
You
probably.
Would, like, knock me out with the poison?
Like, I watched way too many movies.
Right, right.
And, like, I like military movies. Mm. So anything that's, like...
Right.
They're like, what's that thing? Waterboarding? When they do all that fucked up stuff.
You're into waterboarding?
Like, I'm going to do that to Kenny.
Are you a waterboarder?
You're like, I used to watch Homeland.
Oh, yeah.
And then it got bad after the guy died after season 3.
So. After Brody died, I...
Right?
No, I'm going to disagree.
You're going to disagree?
Season 4 was good.
Are you then watching it now?
I'm watching it now,
See, it's recording, but I'm not... I haven't watched the last 2 seasons because I'm just, like, over it.
I'm finishing. I made it this long. We're going to have to finish it. I'll tell you what we're watching right now that's absolutely fucking out of control is Curb Your Enthusiasm. He has been.
He's the best.
I'm not into that. I'm a reality TV junkie.
Right. Real quick. I'm sorry. Jen.
Can we go over 30 minutes? I feel like this needs to be an hour.
Yeah, no, we can keep talking. All
right.
Yeah, it's all good. We got no plans.
We don't have a time limit. Aren't these things free?
When he set up the toilet for the girls, he's like, no defecation in here.
Yeah.
But he had the squatting things for the girls. And they hold the bar. And Vince Vaughn goes, what do they do with their pants? And he goes...
I don't watch that.
You know what I'm talking about? Latte Larry's?
Yeah, Latte Larry's.
When was this episode?
Oh, you didn't see the most recent episode.
You didn't see the most recent one. But I saw him designing the toilet.
Yeah, but now it's there.
Oh, it's there.
All right, we're sidetracking.
We are.
We're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go back.
We're back here with Amanda of Copper and Chloe. Amanda, where's your office? Point Pleasant Borough?
No, it's in Middletown. Jan's been trying to get me to...
Give you his address so he can go over there?
He likes to say, like, Madison. Like, it's like Madison Avenue, New York.
Yeah, that's where we work.
With a T. But no, I like being at home. It's nice.
Yeah.
I like that my schedule every week is so different. So, like today I was down in Manahawkin at a florist. I love that it's not like a 9 to 5, mm-hmm. like, oh my God.
Torture.
My old job literally didn't even have windows. It was like being in jail.
Ew.
Oh my God.
In a warehouse.
Ew.
I think that's how I got my allergies like really bad.
What was the fashion designer you worked for?
Oh, so first I worked for, everybody knows Michael Kors. Michael Kors is like so outdated now. Remember it was like the thing. It was better than Coach.
I do.
That was 2011. I was there for 3 years. Then 5 years for Alison Olivia. I don't know if you know that brand.
No. What do they make?
High-end, eclectic vibes.
Right.
Cheap, but expensive.
Yeah.
Cheap feeling, but like $400 for like a pair of
That's us when you hire JB Pro Live. Yeah. Cheap feeling, but you know, we're going to charge you.
Yes.
Good quality.
Bad quality, high prices.
I feel like it's the other way around.
Thank you.
I feel like you're affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people can afford us.
Right.
Tell us about your baby shower on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to that?
Oh, my God. Like, so many Real Housewives of New Jersey.
What's that? Tell us what that is.
No, I'm not getting into that.
No, don't.
This is about me, okay?
Yes.
Do. I'm having it at La Mondina.
Ooh,
okay. If you haven't Shout been there to dine. Yeah, Carmine DeRosa crushing it.
Try the veal.
If I don't know if they have it, was a special there, like autumn burrata. We're not in autumn, but
spring for it.
It was so good.
Don't their fill up on the bread.
Oh my God, it's so good. So I'm having it there on Sunday.
Yes.
You guys are DJing. Well, Yanni is, but
Uncle Yanni.
Yes.
He's got like swine flu or whatever he has.
Right. He'll be better by then.
He better because I'm not trying to get sick.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Are you trying to dance at this thing?
Are you guys gonna dance?
Like, okay. Everyone, this is so funny. My whole family thinks I'm whacked.
Right.
But I feel like I've been to every bridal shower, baby shower. I'm so over it. I'm sorry. Like the games, no one likes them.
No.
Like you think it's cute to like print like, oh, let's do a word search or, oh, what's in your bag? And you get fucking 3 points. Like nobody wants to do this.
No.
So I am having a really nice lunch, sit down. Because I'm bougie.
You are.
My family's calling it the bougie baby shower. So, like, wearing a nice, I keep saying gown, but it's a long dress. But, you know, I look like a bride, basically.
It's a muumuu?
No. So.
Could be a muumuu.
No. So, I have, like, all these rentals. And then I want people to, like, dance and, like, get drunk.
Yeah.
Because I can't. So, somebody else needs to.
Right.
You know, and that's pretty much it. I've got like one
mimosa pitchers.
Yeah, like Bloody Marys. Bottomless brunch.
Yes.
Bloody Marys, mimosas. I have a fun mocktail because it's like a mama to be, like bumblebee theme, but like classy.
Classy.
So I have
bees.
Like a hot.
Classic bee.
I have a hot. No, you'll see. Well, you're not going to be there, but you know what I mean.
I'll be in
you'll
urethra.
See, you,
that's not what it's called, is it?
Exuma.
Eleuthera.
Eleuthera?
Yeah, Eleuthera.
Wait, let me finish my story and then we can talk about your trip. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, the rentals. Oh, I'm making like a. Have you ever had hot honey, Mike's hot honey? Have you been to the Butcher's Block in Long Branch?
Yeah.
I mean, I liked hot honey before that, but it's like a hot honey mocktail, and I like would kill to have like some gin or vodka in it. Well, you could have a mocktail.
Yeah.
He's making like a hot bee's knees, basically.
Right.
So, but it's non-alcoholic because I can't drink yet.
Cameron said you can have one at the baby shower.
I might take like one shot of something.
Yeah. He's basically born. He's born.
What if you went to labor at the baby shower?
I think I'm too early.
Yeah.
I have my niece is having a bridal shower April 5th and I'm due April 16th. I had a dream that my water broke there. So we'll see if I make it. I kind of want to go a little early. I got a Cabo trip this summer to make. This kid's got to come. Right. I love Cabo too.
How many times have you been to Cabo?
Once, but my niece is getting married there. Oh. And I mean, it's a long flight, but I'm hoping I can bring a 3-month-old.
You'll probably be
judging me. But
if not, Jane will babysit.
Oh, no. He's experienced.
Right.
Two girls.
I can hold a baby.
I was arrested.
I actually don't think I would trust him.
Right.
I almost got arrested in Cabo when I was early. Just drugs.
Oh.
In the open. But
they ask you, like, on the street. Oh,
Coke, Molly, weed, jet skis, what you need.
They didn't say that. They were like, I'm walking down, you know, like the little downtown area that's like by the pier thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, you want some cigars or. Want some Coke? I'm like, no, we're just trying to like go to lunch. It's like, it's like 11:30 in the morning.
I was there just for
I was like, what's happening?
They got to work on their sales pitch on the beach.
I went for my bachelor party.
They weren't even on the beach. It's like the middle of the public. And I know that like Mexican police are like crazy.
Yeah.
But just so insane to me that they just go around and ask you.
Yeah.
Like they don't like know.
The theme of my bachelor party was Coke, Molly, weed, jet ski. Because you could get all of them from the same guy.
Drugs.
Right.
Shout out to the Sinaloa cartel.
No, I didn't. I mean, I'm clean 8 years, but my friends did drugs. I guess we can edit this.
You should probably take that out.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to not want. That's a bad business.
Well, they don't know. I didn't name. Oh, do you mean the brides that might be listening? might not hire us because my friends did.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't work for JB Pro.
No, they don't. They're just
Jan,
friends.
You're a little questionable, Jan, but
right.
I don't know what you do before you come.
What's up with you, Jan?
All right.
Do you guys drink on the job?
Absolutely.
I don't.
Some DJ companies do.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Some people need to like take the, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. As a DJ, like an MC, I feel like you could have one just to take the edge off. I don't see why not. I've been offered, like a lot of brides like, or grooms like have asked me and I'm like, I just think it's unprofessional.
Yeah. Definitely. Plus there's like liability issues. What if someone like
Asbury Hotel doesn't even let me serve my bride and groom alcohol unless I have that ABC card.
Right.
So like, they're not going to give me alcohol. Like, I just wouldn't risk it. It's not worth it. Like, I'm working. Like, what am I going to do? Get drunk? Act a fool?
Yeah, who can have just one?
That's what I mean. Like, I just, it doesn't make sense to me, you know?
I know, I can't. But that's for the other podcast.
Oh. That's part two?
Mm-hmm. No.
Stay tuned for part two.
I feel like
two.
I should be on weekly because I'm just, like, so entertaining.
Do you want to be a hostess? Hostess?
What do you mean?
Like, not like the cupcake.
Right. Like the, you could... We can interview new people, like the three of us interview someone together.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. What's that? That's like the Breakfast Club.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. What other things do you guys want to know?
Kenny.
We should have done an ad read.
What's your favorite thing?
You should have prepared on your Instagram like questions. Mm-hmm. Like people should have submitted stuff that they want to know. I feel like you guys are just doing this to do it. Like, don't people want, like, useful information?
I mean,
am I getting paid for this? What time is it?
Maybe we'll go live next time.
No, I don't like being seen.
No one likes being live. We are gross.
I like this.
It's February still. She's 10 months pregnant. I look 10 months pregnant.
That's not ever going to change.
Right. So we're not going to go live. But I don't hate the questions idea.
I've gone live, though, before with other, like, you know, you could do like a buy thing, like split screen.
Jane
or something?
Knows all about that. Ask him. It's Rutgers days.
Anyway. Okay. All right, well, thanks for listening, guys.
No, we're not done yet.
We're not done yet. No, questions would be good. That would show that maybe any of our followers are actually paying attention.
You could post and put, like, what do you want to ask whatever vendor you're having, and then they submit it.
All right.
Because that's free information.
Right.
I'm valuable.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. We're just trying to get information out there to vendors, to future clients, and just people in the industry.
Yeah, like, I thought I was coming in here and having, like, a nice, like, cheese board.
Right.
Could barely get a fucking water around here.
Get her a water.
I gave her some tap water.
Did you fill it up from the sink?
No.
We're not in Tom's River, so let's go.
It's the Emerald Water purification system.
Speaking of Emerald Water.
Oh, yeah. Are you thirsty? Sure. Who isn't? Who's calling me right now? Kevin? Yeah, we'll get rid of that. Emerald Water.
What is that?
Located in Times Square, New York City. We provide bottleless water purification systems to offices.
Is this like a side gig?
Yeah, it's something I do on the side, but my friend owns it, and that's our ad read.
Don't interrupt the ad read.
Yeah. We need to pay.
They sponsor this?
Yeah.
Yes.
We have
got it. Start sponsors. Over.
Yeah.
You know that stuff you can get from the sink for free?
Right.
Sure.
You don't want to get that. You get cancer in Tom's River if you drink the water.
Oh, we're from Tom's River.
I know.
Yeah. We drank it.
It's so bad.
I grew up. Seawagagi was in my backyard. In my backyard. You understand that?
Yeah.
I lived on the west side of Tom's River, and it was like the woods back there. There's gonna Danny DeVito's
like
making a movie. Have we talked about this on here?
I don't know. Maybe.
Danny DeVito's making a movie based on a book that some guy wrote about the Tom's River cancer cluster and all that crazy stuff that happened in the 90s. But it goes back to the 50s when Seawagagi got there. You know, set up the jobs and whatnot. And
that's going to be on Netflix or something?
It might make it to the Lowe's on Bay Avenue.
Secord Lowe's?
Yeah. It might not.
I haven't been to the movies and... Like, do people do that?
I go all
the time. I saw Frozen 2 at the movies.
I bet you did. You probably saw it on Broadway on Ice or whatever with your kids.
Shoot.
Probably.
I went to Disney for a baby moon. I don't recommend it.
No?
It's
Did you sweat?
Disney sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you're not a parent...
They're listening.
I know. There are people who are, like, hardcore Disney fans. And, like, I have a bride who's having a bachelorette party there. Like, that's you. But, like, we tried to do that as a baby moon. I mean, yeah, I couldn't go on a lot of the rides. And my husband's like, I'm not going on Dumbo and I'm 32 years old. Like, he felt like a pedophile walking around.
Yes.
Well, there's actually a lot of adults that go with, like...
Who picked this location for a baby
moon? I did.
Yeah.
Because I was like...
I question your...
Because I know that he doesn't like to be bored.
Who is your favorite Disney character? Cruella de Vil?
Oh, my God. Is it?
Or is it Ursula? You look like an Ursula girl.
I used to have red hair.
Yeah.
No, like red hair.
You are an evil villain.
Oh, my God. That's so mean.
But like a good. You'd be good, so good at it.
Is it Scar? Who is it? Who's your favorite? Scar from Lion King.
Oh, no. I'm just like, you know. Mm. I think I like Belle.
If you were anybody, you'd be Belle?
I think so.
That's nice.
And yeah, I have blonde hair. I don't need to be like Cinderella. That's like so cheesy.
It is.
I don't really watch Disney movies. Like, I don't even think I've seen Frozen 1.
Then why did you pick Disneyland to go on your baby
moon? And everyone's like, oh my God, you have to go on the Frozen ride. And I was like, there's a 90-minute wait. So I went on to the fast pass line. Yeah. I was like, I'm pregnant. I'm not waiting on this line. So he gave me a thing. I came back in an hour. It was the stupidest ride. Did you ever go on it?
No.
Oh.
Can't say that we have.
Well, I didn't know if you took your daughter.
I didn't go to Disney World yet.
Well,
we go to Turks and Caicos.
Sorry. Weren't you just in the Cayman Islands?
Beaches. What up? Sesame Street on the beach.
We go to Turks and Caicos.
Please.
Well, that's what happened. I'm not going to spread your financials on air.
All right. Well, thank you.
You probably put it on your Amex. It's a write-off.
Probably did, right?
All right.
Beaches is like $20,000. Must be nice.
No. Thank you. It was an off week, off peak season. Anyway, Amanda, thanks for coming.
Do you have any questions for us?
I mean, no, I don't. No, don't. I feel like you it just needs to be about you.
It needs to be about you.
I mean, I'm your guest.
Yeah, yeah, right. I agree.
Yeah, like what else do you want to know? What do you think how do you think you can benefit from me?
That's good.
Until next time.
Are we ending this?
Yeah, it's 40 minutes. That's enough.
All right. I guess that's a cliffhanger, right? Yeah, I'm going to come back with an answer.
Well, how we can benefit from you. You've got about 6 months because I'm done.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks for coming.
Once again, Copper and Chloe, that's her Instagram handle, right?
Yep.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah. And people go on Facebook anymore?
My mom does.
Oh, well, that's like...
What's your TikTok handle?
I don't have that. I don't even know what that is. Is that bad?
It's for pedophiles.
I'm too busy to go on TikTok and stuff. Like, I plan weddings.
Pick one.
That's what I'm saying.
Trying to keep my head above water.
Are you hungry?
I am.
Me too.
No, let's eat. Burger King before I came here. The guy at Burger King.
They tried to upsell you a Burger
King.
Yeah,
he's like, you want 10 chicken nuggets? I asked for 4.
Right.
And I'm like, he's like, you'll save. And I'm like, no, I want 4. I could freaking eat 10, but I only wanted 4.
In the long run, you'll save.
And the lady at the thing at the window was like, he was trying to save you money. And I was like, well, that's nice of him, but if I wanted 10, I would have ordered 10. I can afford an extra dollar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, I shouldn't be eating this.
Last question. Shit. When you get these nuggets, what do you dip them in?
Sweet and sour sauce.
Ooh, you are a psychopath.
I could drink it. Chick-fil-A, I get the Polynesian.
Yeah.
Oof.
You don't like that?
We're more honey mustard guys.
Oh, right. Typical. Yeah. So basic. All right, I think we're done here.
Bye, everybody. Check out Amanda's Instagram. She'll just charge you 5 cents per follow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.